This is a CHLY Indic FM News Update. On August 27th, community members gathered at the Comas Valley Art Gallery ahead of International Overdose Awareness Day on August 31st. The annual observance provides an opportunity for communities to recognize the grief experienced by families and friends who have lost loved ones as a result of an overdose. Founded in Australia in 2001, International Overdose Awareness Day aims to raise awareness about drug overdoses, reduce stigma, and remember those whose lives have been affected by the crisis. The day brings communities together through events across Canada, allowing families to share stories and show support for each other.
It's about allowing a space for us to really see and connect with each other. We heal in community. This is grief, this is loss, and it's deep. You know, people have lost their children. Myself, like I've mentioned, you know, I've lost a sibling. There's just so many people in the community that this has affected, and we really need a place to gather.
That was Amanda Larrabee, a member of Healing Hearts Canada, an organization that offers support for Canadian families who have lost loved ones due to substance use-related harms. Larrabee lost her brother to the crisis in 2018. She now works as a grief and loss facilitator with the Comas Valley chapter, supporting others in the community through the loss of loved ones.
This is 25 years of this particular event happening globally, so this is a global event. But in British Columbia, this is also the 10th year of a public health emergency that was declared in 2016. So we've got these two like strange milestone kind of dates, it really begs you to kind of question and think about, like, what are we doing? We've been a decade into, essentially BC being in a public health emergency crisis over this, and we're not seeing government moving fast enough.
According to BCEHS, the city of Courtney recorded 462 paramedic responses to overdoses in the community in 2025, and the town of Comox recorded 28. Larrabee says that there are still gaps that need to be filled when it comes to preventative care, and that government action is urgent.
A lot of people who use drugs. There's people who are weekend warriors and first-time users and regular users and binge users, and a lot of people use drugs for a lot of different reasons. And there's folks then, of course, that use more consistently and regularly. And so everybody on that spectrum is vulnerable. Everybody on that spectrum is at risk. And this is the crisis that we're in. And so we need government to step up. We've been here for 10 years.
According to BC's Help Starts Here, overdoses are preventable, and there are steps people can take to reduce risks and help save lives. One of those steps is learning how to use naloxone, a medication that can temporarily reverse an opioid overdose. Residents are encouraged to carry an naloxone kit and learn how to administer it. Larrabee says that one of the goals of the day is to challenge the stigma of those who are affected by the crisis.
My brother had a very good job, and he, you know, had a wonderful vehicle and drove an expensive BMW, and, you know, we automatically, I think as society, we're still looking at the most vulnerable people and who are the most vulnerable and need so many supports and so much care. But we're looking at this crisis as like only, you know, folks who may be unfortunately unhoused, right? There's the statistics say that the more people that are dying from this are housed. They're folks that are, you know, middle class, working people.
She says there are many people in the Comas Valley working to support those affected by the crisis.
I just love folks to know that there's a really strong and caring community here in the Comas Valley. There's a lot of people who are doing a lot of work to really make change.
For CHLY and Dick FM in Comox, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.